Morning. Yeah, I didn't pick that sermon, but that's a good one. You know, last week we were blessed to have the guys from Teen Challenge here in church with us, and you know, they gave a great witness, and I think they provided a really excellent example of something we should aspire to. When the guys were leaving and putting things away and I was getting ready to lock up, there were about three or four of them around. And I asked them, so I said, you know, would you guys mind praying for this church? Because we're in kind of a rough time right now. We're kind of looking for, you know, wishing we had a pastor, and we've got a shrinking congregation, and we just got a lot of problems right now. And they were really eager and said, yeah, of course, absolutely will. And so I was shaking one of the guy's hands as they were about to leave, and he just said, you know, would you pray with me right now? And I said, of course. And then all the other guys came around, and we all got in a tight huddle, or more of a hug, actually. And the guy that was holding my hand started a heartfelt prayer that God's will would be done for this church and for this congregation. And it was, yeah, it was quite a moment, really. And a while after that, the more I thought about it, I felt like I needed to be able to do that for other people who were having trouble in their lives, not just giving them things like food and clothing, but connecting with them spiritually. And you know, I'll tell you right now, that's not something I've really ever been comfortable doing. It just feels foreign to me. I'm not used to being spontaneous. I'm more comfortable reading from a hymnal or off of a screen. And, you know, writing this sermon, for example, was a big challenge for me. Thanks, Larry. I wanted to use this opportunity, though, to talk about something vital and important without getting really preachy. When I joined this church, I have to admit, it was because I missed going to church. I did it for me. I did it with a selfish motive. But now I've been here for a while and started getting back into studying God's Word, and I feel like I should be doing more. Just showing up every Sunday to this little box that we call Emmanuel doesn't feel like enough. I feel like I'm letting God down. You know, here's why. I see people on the street who will never hear the message through these brick walls. And no matter how good our sound system is, that they'll never get out there. And it occurred to me that, you know, the beauty of these stained glass windows never reaches outside. It's only seen by the people in the church. I think it's time that we step outside of the building and reach out to those who aren't hearing the message of Christ's sacrifice and forgiveness. Now, I know you are all probably a lot like me. If someone comes to you for help, or if you're approached and asked to assist someone in need, you'll happily do it. What I'm getting at is that we should take the initiative to find the people who aren't coming to us for help, that may want or need our help, but haven't thought to ask or didn't know we were even here. So how do we do that? You know, that's a tough question. We could simply go and look for homeless people and try to ask what they need, but that seems like a really risky scenario. You know, you could be walking into a dangerous situation, you know, because we aren't, for the most part, qualified or experienced working with people who likely have problems with addiction or mental health issues. What Emmanuel has chosen to do in terms of outreach is to donate to organizations that are qualified to work with the homeless. And I think this is an excellent solution to getting their belly filled. But I don't know if their spiritual needs are being met. I've never struggled with addiction. I've never had hard times like the people I see on the street. I came from a solid home. I have a wonderful wife. I got a good education. I have a great job. You know, sure, I've been through a few rough patches and things haven't always been perfect, but I've honestly lived a charmed life compared to someone on the street or who's trying to get their next fix. As a result, I have a really hard time imagining how I could even talk to someone in that situation about Christ and what he wants for them. I feel like they'd laugh in my face and tell me I have no clue what it's like in their world. If Jesus loved them, then how did they end up where they are? That would be an overwhelmingly difficult and awkward conversation. I don't know how my witness about my seemingly perfect life would resonate at all with them. In fact, I feel like they'd probably get angry because they'd feel like I was treating them as inferior. After all, my so-called hard times were probably better than any point in their life. I'd like to be better equipped to do this kind or any kind of witnessing. At this point, I feel like I should spend some time with someone like the Teen Challenge guys. They know how to witness effectively to the very people I'm afraid to even talk to. And that's likely because they come from the same history of bad choices. Drug and alcohol addiction, crime, and so forth. These guys who have hit rock bottom and were pulled out of it by the grace of God. And now want to share that with others who have fallen. Hopefully they can teach me ways to share God's word and the gospel of Christ with others. But I also feel that we, Emmanuel, need to look for ways to escape from our walls and spread the word. We need to continue to support the agencies like Fish and others that do good works in our communities, but it's on each of us and all of us to share the word of God. And, you know, I don't mean for it to sound like we don't do anything. We have some awesome people in this congregation that look for every opportunity to reach out to others, like Linda Tedish and Linda Anderson are two people that come to mind immediately. And the Ladies Guild does a ton of great work that we never even hear about. But I know that I personally make excuses about why I can't do more. Yes, I have a job, and I claim that I'm busy. But if I'm brutally honest, I spend more time with my couch than I do with the Lord. I come home after work, I sit around and watch TV, and on Saturday I usually sleep until 10 or so, and I sit around the house some more, I might go to breakfast, I might just watch some more TV. Sometimes my wife has something for me to do, but more often than not, I'm just being bone idle and lazy. So there you go, that's my confession. That's time I could be working for the Lord, and I don't. And starting today, I'm going to try to spend more time trying to spread God's word and the good news of Christ's free gift of redemption. And I pray that some of you will join me. In Jesus' name, amen.